This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us to daven together. I hope it was a chizuk for everyone. We're going to have a brief Dvar Torah, what we're calling a new series, Elevating Your Tefillah. So I just want to share with you a short thought regarding an interval and a juncture in davening where we're saying it anyway, but it could be elevated to the extent where by saying this properly, you could amass daily 6 mitzvos asei de oraisa, weekly 42 mitzvos asei de oraisa, and extrapolate over the course of the year over 2,000 extra mitzvos asei. And that is, we know that printed at the end of the Siddurim are the Sheish mitzvos tamidiyo, the Sheish zechirois, the 6 things to remember daily. However, you could look through Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned anywhere that one needs to recite the Sheish mitzvos tamidiyos. It doesn't say anywhere that one is required to recite these. And it's interesting because if in fact they are mitzvos d'oraisa, then why wouldn't somebody be obligated to say these and recite them daily? But what's amazing is the Magen Avram actually brings down from the Arizal that these Sheish mitzvos tamidiyos could be fulfilled in the bracha of Ahava Rabba, if you say Nusach Ashkenaz, Ahava Sodom, Nusach Sfard. And that is, what are the Sheish mitzvos tamidiyos? They are, number one, remembering Maimon Har Sinai. Number two, remembering what Amalek did to us. Number three, remembering the episode of Miriam, that she spoke Lashon Hara about her brother and she was punished. Number four, to remember the Egel. Number five, to remember Maimed Har Sinai. To remember, the giving of the Torah, which is a little bit different than Maimed Har Sinai. And finally, to remember Shabbos. So these are the Sheish mitzvahs, Sheish zechirois. And the Magen Avram, quoting the Arizal, says as follows, that when you say the words V'kerav tanu malkenu, then you could remember Maimed Har Sinai. V'kerav tanu V'kerav tanu, remember Maimed Har Sinai. When you say Uvanu v'charta mikalam v'lashan, you can remember the giving of the Torah. Now this is a good one. When you say the word Hagadol, you could have in mind Zechiras Maisa Amalek, because Hashem's name is great, but Amalek wanted to diminish the name of Hashem. Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Amalek wants to diminish the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have Lahoidoi Slucha. Hashem, you gave us a mouth to thank you, but not to speak Lashon Hara. You remember the Maisa of Miriam. And then the Ahava we have in mind, Hashem, you love us now, but there was a time that you didn't love us so much, and that is namely by the Maisa Egel. And then, of course, we come to Shabbos. Now, where do you remember Shabbos? Shabbos you remember in Kriya Shema. When you say the words, Uzechartem eskol mitzvos Hashem, it says, Laman tizkeru v'asisem eskol mitzvos, in order for you to remember, in order to perform and do all the mitzvahs, so then you remember Shabbos. So although the Sheish mitzvahs are printed at the end of the Siddur, nevertheless there is an interval where one could specifically remember these, and then it comes out that you remembered all of them. So it's interesting. If you go to the back of the Siddur and you look at the Sheish mitzvahs, the Sheish zechirois, you have Yitzias Mitzrayim is one of them. So that we do anyway at the end of Shema. You have Maimon Har Sinai, which we said you could be Mekayim by Bekerav Tanu. You have Maisa Amalek, which we said you could have in mind by when you say Hagadol. You have the episode of getting Hashem angry with the Egel, which we said you could remember when you say the word Be'ava. You have the episode of Miriam, which we said you could have in mind when you say the word Lahoyde Sucha and Zechira Shabbos, when you say Ba'asisam es kol mitzvaysay. Okay, that is today's offering, and wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.